If you learned that tune as a kid, I bet you didn't sing it quite like that. This Old Man Came Rolling Home, rewritten in the style of Béla Bartók by composer Bruce Adolph, who joins us every week with Piano Puzzlers. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Piano Puzzlers, of course, where Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. And we get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And on the line today, we have Catherine Egan Stout from Savannah, Georgia. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing great. And say hi to Bruce Adolph, too.
Bruce, what a treat.
Hi. Thank you.
Wow, you got your own piano flourish from Bruce. That says something special about you, Catherine.
I'm up for this. Okay.
Now, Catherine, I understand that you took piano lessons when you were a child growing up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, but gave up. What happened?
Well, I never thought I'd be good as my mother, and I got busy doing other things.
Any chance you'll ever come back to it?
Oh, I am back at it. I've been taking lessons now for about 5 years. I have a wonderful teacher in Savannah, and I love playing, and I've even made some progress.
Oh, I'm glad to hear about both of those, that you're playing and making progress and having fun with it sounds
like. Oh, I'm having a great time.
Oh, glad to hear it. Well, I hope you can have some fun with our piano puzzler, too. And if you have any trouble, maybe you and I can work on this together, because I don't know what's coming either.
Good. I hope so.
Okay, Catherine, here's your piano puzzler.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that was lovely.
Thank you.
So, Catherine, what do you make of that piano puzzler?
Well, I heard the song right away, and as often happens, it's frustrating when you can't come out with the name of it. It sounds like a Beatles tune.
It is a Beatles tune.
And I love her.
Well, that's the name of it.
Oh, well, you're
No, it's called And I Love Her. That's what it's called from the beginning, then.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful.
Well, Catherine, so you got the tune. Way to go. Now, what about the other half of the piano puzzler?
Now, this is where it gets a little testy.
Lots of things going on besides the melody on top.
Right. But lush.
Very lush.
Lush.
That's a good word.
Rhapsodic.
Okay. Well, lush to me is Chopin.
Well, he is often lush, and this is not by Chopin. Of course, it's not. It's by me, so it's kind of silly. But the style is not really Chopin. But you're in the right era.
Okay.
Maybe a little later.
I know.
This is the background. And then you have this on top of it.
Is Is this somebody who was a pianist himself?
Yes.
If I have somebody in that I'm thinking of who is a pianist, a German composer?
Yes.
Well, Brahms.
Brahms it is.
Brahms.
Oh, but he plays lovely lullabies, too.
Yes, he does. And I think they go, and I love her.
Yeah.
So, it's, and I love her in the style of Johannes Brahms. So, Bruce, what were some other Brahmsian elements that you were playing with there?
Well, the whole mood of this, you know, it's interesting that the Beatles tune has this yearning that reaches up and keeps doing that, because that is very Brahmsian, which is what made me seek to do it as Brahms. And therefore, the turmoil of the 2 against 3 and the reaching phrase. And again, it's almost like the tune by the Beatles is a completely Brahmsian tune.
Catherine, you knew much more about Johannes Brahms than you knew you knew.
Yes, I did, and I'll never forget it. It was lovely.
Catherine Egan Stout from Savannah, Georgia, well done. You got the piano puzzler, you got the tune, and the composer. Thanks for playing.
Oh, thank you. It was a thrill.
Catherine, what's your public radio station?
My public radio station is WSCH in lovely Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, part of Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Yes, it is.
Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred.